Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Ambers presents the best and hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, Gotham Talk, where we talk to entertainers, business owners, comedians, and everybody who's somebody about what they're doing right. We're bringing you the best conversations regarding business, current affairs, and how it relates to you. Buckle up. It's going to be a great show.
Hi, we're on with Gossip Talk, and today is going to be an interesting topic, iPhone versus the Samsung Galaxy. There's so many of us that have one or the other. A lot fell into the iPhone craze of just, okay, it's iPhone, I have to have an iPhone, and just went crazy with it. And then you have a group that's with the Samsung Galaxy, they're like neck and neck. They're the competitors. They battle all the time. You see it on the internet, the news, social media, everywhere. So my question today for everyone is, what phone are you using and why? Are you just with the craze? Are you using it just because somebody say, hey, it's an iPhone, you have to have it, that's the thing to do, it's Apple, or what? So today we have two guests on. We have Rhonda. Hi, Rhonda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. And we also have Dawn. How are you, Dawn?
Hi, Melissa. I'm excellent. It's my birthday, so I'm happy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So let's start off with Rhonda. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do.
Well, excuse me, my name is Rhonda Townsend, and I help businesses who struggle with high employee turnover and employee loyalty. Customer loyalty, I'm so sorry. I am a business coach and a consultant, a speaker, and a soon-to-be author. Effective September 13th, our book goes live.
Congrats.
And then, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I enjoy high-energy webinars and training sessions and training people. So just love talking to people and having a great time with them.
Okay.
So I help businesses. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I help, again, small businesses with their devoted employees, help them get devoted employees.
Okay. So what device do you currently have?
I currently own an iPhone 6.
Okay.
I am an iPhone fanatic, yeah.
Okay. So, Dawn, tell us a little bit about you and what do you do?
So, my name is Dawn Mitchell. The name of my business is called The Corporate Couch. I do inspirational speaking. I do coaching for professionals looking for purpose, looking to transition out of their career, or looking to leave corporate America altogether. I also do some consulting, and I am also a best-selling author of a book called Shift with Nikki Wood. So that's just
Yay.
A little bit about me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what device do you currently have?
Okay, Melissa, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Okay.
I have a Droid 4.
And is that still the sliding keyboard?
That is with the slider, girl. Yes.
All righty. We have a slider in the house.
Yes, ma'am. I love a slider.
Well, we already starting this off with interesting conversation. So, Rhonda, you say that you have been an iPhone fanatic. So, has it been since iPhone been on the market? What level did you start with the iPhone?
I started with the 4. So, I guess I was late to the game.
Okay.
As far as iPhones, I was with a company who said if you upgraded your phone that you would lose your unlimited data plan. And therefore, I held on to it for years because I loved loved watching movies and everything else on my phone, and everybody else was like, oh, my gosh, what's your Wi-Fi? What's your Wi-Fi? I'm like, I have unlimited data. I could care less what Wi-Fi, you know, I have or, you know, where I was. So I finally made the jump into iPhone when it was at 4. And I only did that when they brought out 5. So the 4s are very inexpensive at the time.
Okay, so what did you have before?
I couldn't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
It's like nothing, everything pales in comparison to me from the iPhone. I don't remember what phone it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Dawn, you're still with the slider because?
Well, the exact same thing happened to me. I'm so glad Rhonda said that. I'm with Verizon, and I want to upgrade. I wanted to upgrade, you know, a year ago, but they told me that if I changed my phone, that I will lose my unlimited data plan, which is what I have now, and for the amount of data that I use, well, right now I pay maybe $150 a month. But they said based on my usage, if I don't have unlimited data, I would be paying somewhere like $450 a month. So I said I will keep my phone. Now, they did tell me if I go out and buy a phone outright that's not from them and bring it in, that they will activate it and still honor my plan. But that's why I've kept this phone this long. And I do, you know, I know how to use it. You know, I figured out, you know how it takes you a while sometimes to get a new phone, and by the time you really figure it out, it's time for you to upgrade. I feel comfortable now with this one. And I like the slider because I can text faster.
Oh, my God, the slider. You can text faster on the smartphone, too. Wow. Well, I'm going to talk myself in the mix as well. Not only do I do Blog Talk Radio, but I am the paperless expert. I am the one that is called to help you be more efficient in your business. And show you how to utilize online tools, time management, saving costs, all of the above. So I also do that and an event planner. So, of course, I utilize my phone. You know, there's no way I could use my phone just because it's a smartphone. So, you know, of course, like we all, our email, texting, phones, note-taking, pictures, I mean, everything you could think of is on my phone. So, of course, it's, as they say, it's an addition, our third arm. My phone is my third arm, pretty much. I am a Android user. Since Samsung Galaxy came out, I've never used another phone. Way back, I don't know what, 8 years ago, I think, give or take. But that was way back when the slider was first came out. I was once there, Dawn. So I did have a slider back way back in the day. And I've been with Samsung Galaxy ever since. And I'm like, this is the best phone they have on the market. I love it. It's just that was my phone. Then here comes the 6. They're trying hard to compete with Apple and no battery, no SD card. So I'm like, are y'all serious? I can't put me no extra storage in my phone. I can't have a backup battery to slide in and out, which I currently stopped doing that because I got hooked on the movies, and I love the movies. But it just got to me because the operating system was crap. It ran slow. It didn't move like it used to move. I had to wait for stuff to happen, and I just can't do it. But I'm a hole out. I like my Samsung. I'm a hole out. I'm here, and it just wasn't getting it. And yes, I broke down. Got an iPhone. That was a hard part for me, but it's one of them decisions that you just had to do it. I've had it, I'm going to say, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. It's okay, but I miss my Samsung. So I can't really complain about the iPhone yet. but I still miss my Samsung. So, Rhonda, with your phone, how, since you switched, I know you said that you got, you know, right when they came out with the 5 and you switched to the 4. How was it, one, in your transition, and you've been a faithful user since the 4, how do you use your phone? How efficient does it make you? And why wouldn't you ever change? And then at when she gets done, run pretty much the same question for you, Dawn, on how you utilize your current phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I actually use my phone pretty much for everything. I use it for entertainment. I use it for my business. I use it for I have so many apps on it where it helps me become more efficient throughout my day. My productivity goes up when I have my phone with me, and I feel totally lost when I don't have it with me, if I like happen to leave it at home for some reason. I have grocery lists on my phone. I have my PowerPoints. I have my PDFs. I have my customers' information on there. I have a CRM, a customer relationship management software that integrates with an app on my phone. So I have all of my business contacts as in addition to my personal contacts on the phone. So, you know, just some keeping me going. Where do I go next as far as my calendar, which is, you know, booked pretty much all the time. So it just kind of helps me keep focused because I'm actually working like three to four different avenues in my business, and so it keeps me straight and on path with those.
So would you say your phone would be, so say, you know, I don't know if you have an assistant or not, but whether you do or don't, do your phone take the place of an assistant, or it assists your assistant?
I do not have an assistant yet, and it serves as my assistant. I make sure everything is in my phone, everything that I have to do, everything that I want to do, future dates, future notes, all that. I use the apps in order to keep me going. So, during my transition, I probably had just like a regular smartphone, whatever it was beforehand. Like I said, since I got my iPhone, I have no idea what I had beforehand. But the transition was very easy because Apple's iOS is very intuitive and very easy to use. So it was just like, oh, my goodness. And then, you know, as you continue to play with it, you dig into it and find more features. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it could do that. Oh, my goodness, you know, or somebody shows you a little trick or something. So it's great.
Okay. And Dawn?
So I use my phone to talk on it. And I use my phone for email. I use my phone to surf the web. And I use it for all of my social media apps. I wish that I could use it more for pictures, because this particular phone, I mean, you know, it's a touch screen and all that, and it just happens to have the slider too. but the camera is not up to par or up to snuff at all with the current technology. So I would like to upgrade, even if it's just for that. And also, you know, sometimes I listen to music on it and some of the different apps, but that's it.
Okay. So, you know, like you say, you wish you could have, you know, work a little bit more with the apps and of course, your camera on your phone. How has that affected your business day-to-day by not having those additional features?
So that's a great question, because now I feel like I have to get another phone soon, because, for example, we were at the Shift book launch, and I had, you know, everybody was snapping pictures, and the pictures that people took of me with my phone, they just weren't high quality. And I wanted to be able to share those pictures real time on social media. And so I had to get someone else to take a better quality picture with me of me and then text that to me, and then I could, you know, load it on the social media. And that, just that alone, you know, is causing a delay, you know, and it's not putting me in control of the information. So I think it is affecting me. And so now I'm definitely forced to look at that. I don't want to have a delay. Everything is real time now. And, you know, I could have high quality pictures if I pull out my digital camera. Okay, but now I have to wait and then connect it to the computer and then do it. But nobody has time for that now. So,
right.
So even if it's just for the camera, I have to upgrade very, very soon.
Okay.
And Dawn, this is Rhonda. That's funny you mentioned that, because that was the main reason I upgraded to the 6, is when Apple got a better camera in their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And my pictures were, they're not good quality pictures on the 4. And I was like, oh, no, we got to do better than this, because I actually did see someone with a Samsung, and their camera was so beautiful. The pictures were gorgeous and so vibrant. And I said, okay, time to break down and go ahead and get it, you know.
Right. I had a friend, we went out for coffee, and she had a Samsung, and she took, you know, we took a selfie, and I'm like, oh, my God, that picture is beautiful. It was so clear, and so
right.
Colors were so bright, you know, and then I'm looking at my camera, and it's all grainy and dark and gray. So, yeah, I definitely feel your pain with that, and I just I want to definitely upgrade, if just for that alone, really.
Wow. So, Dawn, with what you've heard from, you know, myself, how I use my phone, Rhonda used her phone, what direction do you think you would go as far as upgrading?
Okay, so I would have one question. Okay, right now, to answer your question, I will be leaning towards the Samsung, because I've seen the picture quality, and I think it's better than the iPhone in that regard. I could be wrong, but it's just from what I've observed so far.
I agree.
Wait a minute. What did you say? You disagree, Rhonda?
No, I say I agree. I concur.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, the thing with the Galaxy, I mean, of course, I am biased. It's an awesome phone. It's just with this new lollipop and this new stuff that they're trying to do so hard to compete with Apple. I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to do. But, you know, I mean, everything about that phone is, it works. And even before I had to bite the bullet and switch over, it's really not much you can say bad about the iPhone. I would always tell people it's a personal preference. Yes, some have a few extra features than the other, but as far as operation, camera, recording, video, all of that, they are very, very close. Yes, one may look a little better than the other, but it's not a major, you know, difference in them. Do you agree, Rhonda?
I do agree. One of the things, at one time I was upgrading my mom's phone for her,
mm-hmm.
and we all had, well, pretty much all of us in the family had iPhones. So I was very, very curious about getting the Samsung. So
mm-hmm.
we got her a Samsung with the, I guess, is it the Droid operating system?
Yes.
And I could not work that phone for nothing. We had it like 10 days, and it was so cumbersome. So I couldn't figure it out. So I just said, you know, take it back, give me an iPhone, pay the restocking fee, and, you know, got her an iPhone. So now I can, you know, help her understand her phone and things like that. But it was pretty cumbersome.
So I have a question. This question is for about the iPhone. Now, if I get an iPhone, are there any kind of hidden accounts that I would have to open in order to use the iPhone? Someone told me that I was going to have to do some extra things.
No.
Is that true?
Are they talking about iTunes, maybe? In order to, I don't know. I don't think so.
Do I have to open up any type of, a mass account?
No.
But I think they are probably talking about iTunes, because just like with an Android, you have to get the Google, sign in with a Google account to get the Google Play. And then on Apple, you have to sign into iTunes to get your apps and all of that. So maybe that's what they're referring to. So, yes, you do have to sign into an account. Because, like, your phone that you have is just a matter of them. They activated it, and you put your numbers and all that stuff in there. But whether you go with a Droid or Apple, there is an account that you do have to log into. It's not hidden or secret or anything, but that is pretty much how you're going to be able to download your app. Whether they are free, you have to pay for them. Either way, that's the way that you're going to get those. Is through that. The benefit of that, though, is say you get either one of them and you get a Google account, iTunes, whatever, and a year or so pass, you lose your phone, or you just decide, okay, I want the newest phone or whatever. Once you log into those accounts, and if it's set up properly, you do not have to worry about losing numbers. Oh, I got a new phone. Y'all call me so I can resave your number. Once you do that, your stuff is all saved in your phone. I mean, not in your phone, but in your account. So once you log in, you get a download on there. So even though I switched over to an iPhone, I still logged into my Google account because that's where I keep, you know, all of my phone numbers, everything. So that's like with anybody. So all I do is log into Google. And then once I do all of my account, my contact, my calendar, all that stuff just downloads. I don't have to worry about going back, writing stuff down, and, oh, did I miss this? Did I forget this? And that's including your app. So once you sign into those accounts, you download apps, they're forever saved in your account. It's just a matter of you going and back in there and downloading each one of them. You don't have to remember what it was or pay for it again.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great to know. Okay.
And it goes across all of your devices, whether you have, like, if with the iPhone, you can, you know, look at it on your PC versus your iPad or your iPhone, and all of your information is there. It's just like with, as Melissa stated, with her Google account. I also love Google so much. And, you know, use Gmail and everything else with Google, all the different apps they have within the Google space. And I have all of that on my phone as well. Mm-hmm. And I can, you know, use it on my computer. So if I'm looking at a website on my phone, I log into my account on a PC and, you know, it's there as well, right? So it's just across all platforms.
Okay, that's great to know. No, I didn't realize all that. Okay. Thank you.
So how are you feeling now, Dawn?
I'm sorry, say again?
So how are you feeling now about your decision to upgrade or just hold on to your slider?
Melissa, I'm definitely going to upgrade. I'll have to buy it. Okay, well, let me ask you one more question. So I would have to buy a phone outright and take it to Verizon in order to keep my plan, if that's what they're telling
you. You can buy a phone outright right at Verizon. unless they've changed their rules, I haven't really had to deal with this lately. Unless their rules have changed, as long as you're with that same provider, you are normally grandfathered in with whatever plan you have, because they have changed a lot of their plans. Because what, less than maybe 4 years ago, we didn't use data the way we're using it today. So that was a lot of unlimited plans. But now we're using that a lot more than we are minutes. So now it's flipped. You got unlimited minutes, and now they want to charge you for the data. So unless the rules have changed, that's typically what it is. But because, you know, the way the world is today, I could see them changing, because they would lose a lot on that, simply because we just use data like, I mean, it's crazy. We're streaming, we're on everything now.
Right. And that is true, Melissa. Dawn, I am with Verizon and have been since they were GTE cellular back in the day in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm loyal. So I understand. I understand my business when I talk about customer loyalty and having businesses create that. And so that's why I held on to my older phone as well, because I had the unlimited data. But once I got an iPhone, you know, they stopped that maybe about three years ago, because I remember it hit the news and everything, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, eventually I'm going to have to get another phone, because I wasn't as efficient as I was, you know, as I could have been with my older phone. So I ended up having to make that switch too. And I lost my unlimited data, but it depends on how much data you use. I have currently like a 10 gig a month, and that's plenty. And I share it with my family, so that it's not a lot at all.
Yeah. And you won't be up to $400. He was just trying, I don't know why he would tell you that. But
no.
At the most, if you're spending $150 now for your plan on adding maybe another $40-$50 onto your account. Because, you wouldn't be that high.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and what are the prices?
Upgrade.
What are the prices on one of those phones outright?
Depending on which one you select, but you can easily be $400 to $900.
Okay.
Yeah, because on these smartphones, especially how they have them now, you have to buy whatever gig you want. You don't have that option of putting the SD cards in no more, at least on these popular phones. So you're gonna have to select, 16, 64, and 128. Of whichever gig you want. So the cost would depend on that.
Okay.
So just think about when you decide on the gig, think about, and if you want to start small, just start with a 16. But if once you get it, you're going to start downloading your apps, you're going to start downloading your information and all of that. So just be cautious, because once you hit that 16 and you run out of your minutes, run out of space, you've utilized your upgrade, so you don't have the option to go get, the discounted phone. So now you're going to have to go buy outright phone just so you can operate your phone. So be sure
they will allow you to upgrade, buy more storage. That's what they call it. You can buy additional storage for your phone.
That's on the cloud, though, right? That's the cloud space and not the phone space.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's on the cloud or on the phone. Because when I'm on my phone, it tells me, "Hey, you're nearing that threshold, and you need to, you can buy additional storage." So I just assumed it was on my phone, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, the iCloud, because the source that you buy from the stores, that's an actual chip in the phone. So that's your phone memory. And then the stores, because like you say, you have a lot of your files and all that stuff on your phone, and you back up to iCloud a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the storage on your iCloud that they're telling you to purchase more storage for your iCloud.
Oh, in the cloud.
Of
okay.
Your documents and, because if you have a lot of pictures, videos, you know, all of that, then yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because your videos, you know, as you know, will suck up the memory.
In a heartbeat, even a 30-second video.
Yeah.
Will eat it up, yes.
It will. So I usually tell people, if you're that person that do a lot of videos, whether it's for events or just family, whatever, download it to your computers. Because that way you could just go ahead and pull it off and put it on your computer, create a folder, stick it on your computer, and that way you can have it, don't have to worry about losing it. Or you're out somewhere videoing again, and then you can't because you don't have enough space or storage. So now you're stuck with, okay, do I delete something because I really want to catch this moment, or do I miss this moment?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do on it. But, Dawn, hopefully, you know, everything that we talked about helped and it was beneficial some sort of way, and you can make the right decision of, you know, upgrading, whether it's to a Droid or an iPhone, but having a funeral for your slider.
Melissa, I think I'm going to invite you to do the eulogy for that.
I will bring the flowers and some words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And with that being said, I have to do this, Dawn. I'm so sorry, but I have a song for you. And
uh-oh.
I think with this song...
I would love to join you again. Thank you so very much for having me.
Absolutely. Yes.
Anytime, Melissa.
Thank you. And I want to give both you ladies an opportunity for the listeners that's listening to give out, you know, anything that you may have coming up, your social media, so if someone wanted to contact you, and just a quick plug about your business. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. My name is Rhonda Townsend, and I am the owner of People, Process, and Profits. And you can find me at peopleprocessprofits.com. And, again, I help small businesses who struggle with high employee turnover and customer loyalty by offering them people-focused business strategies and solutions. And when they work with me, they get devoted employees, they get loyal customers who become raving fans, and in the end, they even make more money because they're saving time and on their processes as far as hiring and not having to hire so much and so often. You can find me on Facebook under Rhonda Townsend, People Process Profits. I'm on Twitter. I am Rhonda K. And I think that's it on LinkedIn, of course. And on LinkedIn, of course, under Rhonda Townsend. So I'd love to help your businesses any way I can. And thank you so much again, Melissa, for having me on.
Absolutely. Dawn?
Thank you. Again, the name of my business is called The Corporate Couch. I do inspirational speaking, coaching for professionals who are looking to find purpose. They're looking to make a plan to leave corporate America and perhaps start their own business or just want to transition into another job. I give people the spiritual tools that they need to ease into to that new thing that they want to branch out and do. Also, again, I do consulting, and I am a writer. You can connect with me on Facebook at I Am Dawn Mitchell, on Twitter at Corporate Couch. I'm also on LinkedIn, Dawn Mitchell. And I also want to put a plug in for an upcoming book project that I'm working on. It's called Light After a Layoff, 7 Spiritual Keys to Restore Peace in the Midst of a Job Loss, Career Transition, or Professional Setback. So I'll be coming out with that book a little bit later this year. A lot of companies here in Texas are laying off, and I want to just give people some spiritual tools for dealing with that situation if that's what they find themselves in. You can also just connect with me on my website, www.thecorporatecouch.com.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dawn, and you're going to have to come back on with that book. Finish it and get ready to launch that book. So definitely love to have you back on.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Anyone listening and you want more information about Rhonda or Dawn, or you just want to be a guest on Gossip Talk, send us an email at gossiptalk_tx@yahoo.com. Also, like our Twitter page, and that's TX Gossip, and hashtag Gossip Talk TX. We, if you're interested in advertising or becoming a sponsor, also send us an email at gossiptalk_tx@yahoo.com. Thanks again, ladies, and I wish you all the best in your success and with your books.
Thank you so much. I actually forgot, Melissa, if you don't mind giving you the name of my book that's launching September the 13th of this year.
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. It is Chocolate and Diamonds for the Woman's Soul. Yes,
okay.
I'm a co-author along with other authors within the book, and we really are there to share stories of encouragement and hope and purpose.
Okay, so you say that's launching on September 13th?
Yes, September 13th this year.
Okay, is there a website or Facebook page?
There will be a launch. It'll be all over Facebook, and we're going to launch on Amazon as usual. And I will have that information on my Facebook page as well.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thanks. And be sure that you follow these ladies, connect with these ladies, and be sure that you support them with their books, being authors, professional women, and just being out there to help other businesses. Both of these ladies are doing that. So be sure that you connect with them on their social media, or just send them a shout-out, hey, on Facebook. Talk to you later. We are out on Gossip Talk.